You're listening to the Mix Sessions Underground.
Gifts from God, and you've shown me what love is. Shown me what love is. You've been better to me than I've been to myself. I don't want love from no one else but you. See, all I want is you.
You're deep in the underground.
unfortunately, that's all the time I have for this edition of the show. Log on to SeanSavage.ca to listen back to previous shows and follow me on all socials. My handle is The Mix Sessions. Until next time.
You've been listening to The Mix Sessions Underground.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. At a self-storage facility in Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey, row after row of storage units are blanketed with solar panels. Steve Potter is with Extra Space Storage, which owns the facility. He says buildings like storage facilities, big box stores, and warehouses often have huge open rooftops that can be ideal for solar. Using that space for solar can be especially valuable near urban areas where vacant land is scarce.
You're not eating up that ground to put solar panels on. You're using space that's already being used for something else.
His company has installed solar panels on more than 800 of its facilities to offset the building's electricity use. But at Egg Harbor and eight other New Jersey facilities, Extra Space Storage leases its rooftops to Solar Landscape, a company that runs community solar projects. The arrangement gives Extra Space Storage another source of revenue while helping provide affordable clean energy to local households.
It makes us a good community partner, and people want to be involved with us for a longer period of time.
So the sprawling rooftops of commercial buildings can be used to offset companies' own energy needs and help increase community access to solar energy. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.